Our next composer, who lived from 1739 to 1807, was not famous or prolific as a composer, as is Ellen Zwillich, but she was famous nonetheless. And she wrote some lovely music. Anna Amalia, Duchess of Saxe-Weimar, studied music as a child and also after her marriage to the 18-year-old Duke of Saxe-Weimar. After the birth of their second son, her husband died. That left the 19-year-old Anna not only a widow with two children, but regent of the state. When her elder son came of age, she turned her energies to artistic and intellectual endeavors so successfully that Weimar became known as the Court of the Muses. She was a mover and shaker in the cultural life of Weimar, encouraging the most brilliant young poets, playwrights, and musicians of Germany to come there. 24-year-old Goethe came to the court as an advisor and minister of state for her son, the Grand Duke, and remained under the regency of the Duchess. Many of his plays were first staged in the Weimar Court Theater. Let's listen to Anna Amalia's Concerto for 12 Instruments and Cembalo Obbligato. Rosario Marciano performs with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra, Kurt Rapf, conductor.